Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
You know, somebody told me they went to a restaurant yesterday with barbecue and all, and today, if it's brought in your presence, because we're under that new covenant. Matter of fact, it never applied to us anyway. I'm just saying, because that was for the Jewish people. But us Gentiles, even today, there's people say, well, you can't eat this. Now, it may not be good for you, but my Bible tells me if it's gave to you, just give thanks. If it's brought to you, give thanks. You may not like it. You know, I lived in Africa a few years. A lot of things I didn't like, but I ate it, you know. I've been to different countries. I'll give you an example. Went to Peru. Doug can relate. He's been all over the world. Went to Peru. First time we ever went to Peru years ago, Juan Angulo was there. Of course, that's our missionary. And they had cooked a pot of fish, I mean, in a stew. And they put, because I'm the visiting preacher, I got the prime cut, and it was the fish head. And these eyeballs looking at me. And I don't like fish anyway. Sherry and him, we were laughing about this yesterday, the day before. Mama ruined me. This has nothing to do with my lesson, but you'll get this anyway. Mom ruined me when I was a kid. When we had fish, Mama would pick the meat off the bone. All the other kids, she made them eat the fish on their, you know what I'm saying? But for me, little Walt, she can't eat that fish. It got bones in it, you know? So Mom would pick the meat. On my phone. And ever since then, and Sherry could tell you this, I won't eat fish with bones in it. She ruined me. My favorite fish is Captain D's. We had a fish fry the other day. Some people that were visiting went back to Ohio, invited me and Latrice to a fish fry Friday, I think it was Friday. They just caught bass that morning. It was all flayed. It was so nice. And I said, you're starting to convert me. It was really, really, really nice. But anyway, they had that. The eyeballs looking at me. I said, what am I supposed to do with this? And so I'm watching the other guys, how they're eating. And they take a spoon. And they took that eyeball and put it in their mouth. So what do you think I did? I took a spoon. I took it out and put it in my mouth. And the cartilage size, that rubbery. How do you chew this? You know, I'm not swallowing it. And it was big, about like the size, not quite size, about between a nickel and a quarter. And I'm watching these guys, when in Rome, do as the Romans. I'm watching, what are they going to do with this? And I'm watching, after about 15, 20 seconds, they go, pff, and here comes this little white thing rolling out on the ground, you know? So, thank the Lord, you know? So I'm just saying, all these things that are brought to you, we can, with Thanksgiving, eat. Okay, we don't have those restricted dietary laws, and I don't encourage you to eat that kind of food. Probably the strangest thing I ever ate, and I got to get back to my Bible lesson. I was in Ecuador, and when I took, Danny, appreciate this, when I taught at the college and missions in the Maine Baptist College, we took a trip with Jim Gage down to Ecuador. You ever heard of Jim Elliott, Nate Saint, and all of them? They were martyred there in Ecuador. I took the guys there as close as I could to that area called Palm Beach. Long story short, we were in the jungle, and on the way there to the crossing the mountains and all going to Ecuador, we got to the place where Jim Elliott, in between, we had a stop. And I noticed a little pit stop. We stopped for lunch. There was a monkey hanging on a cross. He was a little about this big, okay? And he literally, they had cooked him over a fire, okay? Well, this is what they eat, all right? So I get there, and you know what I did? I bought that monkey. Because they were there to sit. They were for, y'all ain't having me preach no more, are you? Okay. I'm going to try everything, okay? Anybody ever ate a monkey? Anybody ever ate a monkey? Maybe you have. Okay. I don't recommend it. But I wanted to try it, and the other people that was in the group, I gave them a piece, and nobody wanted it, all right? So I bought this monkey, and nobody wanted to eat it but me, you know, and I ate a little bit, and I could see why they didn't want to eat it. It was pretty nasty, all right? Anyway, long story short, we don't have those dietary laws anymore, okay? Thank you, Lord. The Hebrew people did. All these things, do this, don't do this. And this is what Paul said, it's a good thing for the heart to be established with grace. Sidelined. This does not give you a license to sin. We can do everything. Yeah, you Baptists, you believe God gives you a license to sin. No, he doesn't give us a license to sin. What it does, it gives us a license to obey God, okay, and do what he wants us to do. Let's go a little farther. First, a good thing, the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them, which have occupied therein. Literally, it's talking about this. The grace of God will profit the believer's heart much more than the Levitical dietary laws of eating food. All the ceremonies, all the offerings, all the sacrifices, all the laws in the book of Leviticus were done away with in Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 14. Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and it took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Those people couldn't even, they could not fulfill it. It's impossible to do all these things. Matter of fact, Millie Teresa was talking about this here a few days ago. Can you imagine every time you had a sin offering, a trespass offering, all these things, you were supposed to bring offerings after offerings after offerings after offerings. And there were millions of people here at when the tabernacle, or they crossed over from the Exodus. There were at least 2 million people. They had cattle and all these lambs and all go. If they did it every time that they were supposed to, those cows and sheep and goats, well, they got extinct real quick. Are you following the thought? Okay? That's why on the Day of Atonement, once a year, okay, the priests would have they would bring sacrifices to the priest. And you know about the Day of Atonement and all, that the priest would first offer the sacrifice for himself. The blood would be on, and then he would go out, wash himself, clean himself all, and then the sacrifice for the people, the Day of Atonement. So, cover, are y'all following there? Because I won't say it's impossible. With God, nothing's impossible, but it was such a burden on the people. The problem is, nobody could follow the law to every jot and tittle. It's impossible. That was not the purpose of the law. The purpose of the law was show them how sinful they were and to point them to Jesus Christ. Paul said the law was a schoolmaster to point people to Christ. So it was a burden. It just, can you imagine? I'm just reading through the book of Leviticus and I'm thinking, wow, it just blew my mind what they were supposed to do every day. I read again this morning. I love this part about and I shared this in the Bible college last Monday or Monday before, about the Feast of the First Fruits and the harvest and all, where the priest would come on the day after the Sabbath. Actually, in King James, says the morrow after the Sabbath. Question, what day is a Sabbath? Saturday. Saturday has always been the Sabbath. It's the Saturday. It's the seventh day. The day, a lot of people would think Sunday is the Sabbath. No. Saturday has always been the Sabbath. What is the morrow, the day after the Sabbath? Sunday. What is Sunday? The Lord's Day. So Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath is Saturday. The Lord's Day is Sunday. Why do you think that the Lord God would have the priest wave a sheaf of first fruits on the day after the Sabbath? Not the Sabbath, but the day after the Sabbath. Why do you think he did that? I'm going to tell you why. It was a picture of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He was the first fruits, 1 Corinthians 15. Christ are first fruits. So way back in Leviticus, when the priest on that morrow after the Sabbath, they're waving the first fruits. It's a picture of Jesus rising from the dead the first day of the week. Ain't that exciting?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday, March 24th, to hear special guest speaker Mike Holcomb preach wonderful messages this Sunday morning and Sunday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Sunday, March 24th, at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.